Morning, it's Lance DeVillers. How are you?
Hi, Lance. How are you? Sensory Solutions, possibly an organization that are not familiar to many of our listeners, you guys being based in South Africa. Can you give us some kind of overview of the sorts of products and services that you offer to blind people in South Africa?
Sure, no problem. As our name implies, we're a sensory solutions provider. Access technology, as you know, requires other sensors than sight. We provide blindness and low vision products. We actually distribute it for various manufacturers around the world. We do Freedom Scientific products, which of course, as you know, supplies Jaws, OpenBook, etc. We also have the V Plus Braille embossers. We do enhanced vision electronic magnifiers and various other peripheral devices.
Well, this is focused on the Freedom Scientific products to start with. We've spoken with Freedom Scientific many times. We've spoken with Eric Damery and some of those guys. And I think many of our listeners are familiar with Jaws, but who makes that determination? Which screen reader you guys are going to go with, and why do you think Jaws is the right choice for Sensory Solutions and your clients?
I don't think it's a decision you need to take. I think it's quite obvious. Jaws is the world leader, in our opinion, anywhere and also in the world. So we try and go with the best product that serves the country and the users the best. So it wasn't a decision that had to be weighed up. It was just an obvious choice.
One of the things that struck me about attending this General Assembly is that clearly people in many parts of the world aren't as fortunate as those of us in some European countries and the United States. Do you find it's difficult for people to afford the cost of assistive technology, or do you have any programs in place where people can pay for products like Jaws over a period of time? How does that work?
Look, obviously, access technology is expensive. A lot of R&D goes into it. And in Africa, as you mentioned, access to the market is difficult and it's prohibitive from a cost point of view. But our suppliers understand that. We understand that. And in that approach, the suppliers come to the party with donations, Freedom Scientific being one. And we design programs to give our clients access through donations such as that.
Can you describe some of those programs?
Well, we just recently supplied 20 special schools, schools for the blind in South Africa with equipment ranging from Jaws right through to electronic magnifiers. And to give you an idea, the number of seats that we had to equip was just over 400.
Okay.
And Freedom Scientific donated half of that.
Right.
So that's the kind of program where our suppliers offered a contribution to give the market access to that technology.
That's really, really encouraging to hear. As well as Freedom Scientific's products, what other items do you have available, services do you provide to the market here in South Africa?
We try and look at the broad range. Obviously, we supply the low vision market as well as the blindness market. And on the low vision side, we have a complete range of electronic magnifiers. We have desktop models, we have portable models, with different price ranges, of course, and with different end-user applications.
Any particular manufacturers which may be familiar to our listeners?
You know, I don't know what your listeners are familiar with, but once again, we try and choose the best that we can find around the world, and we've teamed up with Enhanced Vision.
Enhanced Vision, okay.
Correct. And they make a range of products, the Merlin, the Jordy, Flipper, Max. I don't know if you've heard of these products.
Yes, yeah.
But again, you know, we try and choose the best supplier. We choose the best product for our clients. And somewhere along the line, you have to make a price-value trade-off. Not that you make a trade-off with quality, but certainly with price.
Now, I'm almost totally blind, and I'm wondering if you can explain to our totally blind listeners why would a partially sighted person choose to go with a more expensive electronic magnification solution when there are clearly straightforward I guess optical, how would you describe it, a manual magnifier, an optical magnifier that would just involve a lens of some description. What benefits does an electronic solution offer the partially sighted user?
I wouldn't propose that every single partially sighted person uses electronic devices. In the end, one has to ask yourself, what is your application? Is there a level of productivity that you have to achieve in terms of your workplace or your educational setting? And if there is, productivity is the key. Speed of access to information is the key. So if I had to advise somebody why he needed a technology, I would say to him, why would you need it? Are you in an educational setting where you need to learn and educate yourself at a specific speed in a mainstream environment? And if he does, a magnifying glass is not going to cut it. So there he needs access technology. It's as simple as that. We don't want to sell to every single partially sighted person. It's not viable.
Can you give us a sense of the size of sensory solutions? And do you guys just cover South Africa, or do you cover other African nations also?
We're a small company. We try and stay small because that gives you a very specific customer service level. It gives you a one-on-one, face-to-face environment.
Uh-huh.
We are Southern African agents. And when I say Southern Africa, I'd say Sub-Saharan Africa.
Right.
And we try and specialize and be good in what we are good at.
Okay.
And remain good and focused.
Does your company employ or consult with any blind people directly in terms of the choosing your product lines?
Yeah, we'd have to. If you don't, you don't get the grassroots interpretation of what it is that you need to supply.
Right.
And unless we understand how it is or how our clients want access to the information and what setting, how it'll work, we wouldn't be able to make a success of it. So certainly we consult every day.
And how many people are employed by Sensory Solutions, and are any of those blind or partially sighted?
We're a total of 5 people.
Yes.
At the moment, none of us are partially sighted or blind.
Okay.
And as I say, our clients that we work with are not just clients. They're good friends of us. They're consultants.
Yes.
So I think that's where we get our information from.
Is it a competitive market in South Africa? Do you have much in the way of competition?
Well, Sensory Solutions, as I say, is a small company. It's a new company.
Right.
We came into a competitive market. Well, I shouldn't say competitive. There was a single operator in South Africa prior to us starting up. Now it obviously is a very competitive market since our entry into it. And, I think that answers your question.
What's the situation for blind people trying to get employment who perhaps need equipment in order to get a job, and they need the job in order to get the money to get the equipment? There's a catch-22 situation there, and in the UK there are schemes, there's an access to work scheme in the UK where there is some funding available for blind people going into employment. If a blind person has secured employment, then they can access the access to work scheme, and that's essentially government funding, which will help cover the cost of some of the equipment that they may need in order to perform and to do their job. Is there anything similar to that available in South Africa?
There's a couple of questions in that question, of
yes,
course.
Yeah.
First of all, one has to try and get your employee or your potential employee in touch with a potential employer.
Yes.
Luckily for us, we know where to find the potential employees.
Yes.
But with recent legislation in the country, employers have now been tasked by government to employ a certain percentage of disabled people.
Do we know what that percentage is?
That's determined by the size of the company.
Okay.
Okay. So we have an obligation on companies to employ disabled people. So we know that we're going to get a demand for people who are either blind or partially sighted or have other disabilities.
Uh-huh.
Our challenge is to equip the people that are potentially our clients with the tools that they would need to operate in a market.
Okay.
We try and draw a technology continuum through education, ultimately employment. So we'll advise the market on the technology that ultimately would be used in the workplace.
Uh-huh.
So that the user would be educated on that from the start. In the past, we have often seen that people train, and this maybe comes back to your previous question about why should a partially sighted user use a magnifying glass?
Yep.
If a partially sighted person is trained or is used to a specific technology and is now forced into a workplace where a lot more is needed,
yes,
he not only becomes a liability for the employer,
yep,
but he has no productivity in terms of his peer.
Right.
So we try and draw that continuum right through, from an educational point right through to a point.
Yep.
And we advise employers. We've written a manual for employers and also for universities and resource centers on what that continuum means. You know, pointless equipping a blind or a partially sighted person unless it's going to be employable, ultimately, or unless it's going to solve or provide a solution to his immediate problem.
And are there any government funds available to assist students or potential employees with the cost of assistive technology?
Students, certainly. There's a disability grant system which students can access annually. Unfortunately, it's not a very high amount. It's equivalent to about 15,000 Rand per student.
Right.
And only recently that system has become effective in terms of students being able to go through their disability offices at the campuses and applying for the funds. And this is where our disability manual has been so well received.
Yes.
Is because as providers of the technology, we would know what's out there in the industry. And you certainly advise the university what the students would need and what priority of equipment is necessary in a disability unit.
And to give people an idea, 15,000 Rand is about $2,500, something of that order. Thank you very much for your time. Would you like to give your contact details and perhaps your web address if you have one?
I think the best is to remember the name, Sensory Solutions.
Yes.
And the web address is www.sensorysolutions.co.za.